Hi, I'm Brother Hammett. It's a joy to have you in worship today. If you're worshiping at home, I invite you to prepare yourself and your surroundings. Get comfortable, maybe light a candle or two. We usually celebrate communion on the first Sunday of the month, and you're always welcome to join us for that. Just have a little bread and grape juice or wine for everyone. Please let us know that you're here by scanning the QR code with the camera on your phone or smart device, or simply post a comment in the chat. I pray God blesses you through this service. We'll begin in just a moment. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Good evening and welcome to Asbury. I'm so glad that you are here tonight. I encourage you to sign in. You can do that in a couple of ways. If you're here in the room, there's a Connect tab in your bulletin. And if you'll open it up, there's just a little tab that will tear off. You can complete the information there. You may also leave prayer requests as well as sign up for the upcoming Asbury cleanup day here at the church that's coming up on March the 4th. If you're joining us online, there's a QR code there on your screen, and you can scan it, and it will take you to a website that will open up all of the worlds that are Asbury to you, and you can give, you can sign in, you can also find out about upcoming events. We are glad that you are here tonight as well. If you are joining us online, you're free to participate in the imposition of ashes later on in the service. You will need ashes for that. And I will just say that if all you have are the ashes in your fireplace, you can use those, but you want to wash those right off your forehead. Amen? you don't want to keep those on very long, but we are glad that you're here, and we encourage you to participate. as well. I'm Hammett Evans. I'm the senior pastor here at Asbury, and I'm thrilled that you are with us as we begin our Lenten journey on this Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday, some of us were talking earlier before the service, and some of our other Christian brothers and sisters have no idea what this is about. And Ash Wednesday has been celebrated or recognized, honored for a very, very long time in the history of the Christian church. Ashes are a sign of two things. And so Ash Wednesday emphasizes what we call a dual encounter. The first thing is that ashes remind us is that our time is limited. We are mortal. We will not live forever. And then the second thing is because we are mortal, because our lives are limited, God invites us to repent, to let go of the things that hinder our relationship with God and hinder our love of neighbor. You are welcome to come down at the end of the service for the imposition of ashes. Brother Nick and I will be doing that for you. If you're at home, you can use the ashes that you have on hand, and you may want to have a little bit of olive oil. That will help it to stay for a little bit. Our Lenten series is tied to the book, the film, and the musical Les Miserables. And so how many of y'all have ever seen Les Miserables, the film? Have you seen the film? Okay, good. Anybody ever seen the musical? That's pretty good. Anybody, I know one has read the book. There's Joe Hoff way back. I see several hands kind of came up. Wow. He said that there's 300 pages in the sewers of Paris, which nobody needs that in their life. Amen. So, but anyway, the series is our series during Lent will be based mainly on the 2012 film. And I checked today, if you have Netflix, I think it's streaming on Netflix, as well as Amazon on Prime Video. And so it is available for most of us to see, and I encourage you to do that. I won't spend a whole lot of time on all of the narrative, and that will help provide some background for you if you have never seen the film or the musical or read the book. The story is set in 19th century France. And Victor Hugo wrote the book, Les Miserables, and he said this. He said the story is, quote, from one end to the other, in its entirety and details, a progress from evil to good, from injustice to justice, from falsehood to truth, from night to day, from appetite to conscience, from corruption to life, from hell to heaven, from nothingness to God. The starting point, matter, destination, the soul. The hydra at the beginning, the angel at the end. Which is also, I think, an apt description of the season of Lent that we begin tonight. So let us begin at the beginning. We'll be right back.
Jesus in my prayer.
Look down, sweet Jesus doesn't care.
I know she'll wait. I know that she'll be true.
Retrieve the flag.
Prisoner 24601, your time is up and your parole's begun. You know what that means.
Yes,
he's free.
No.
Follow to the letter your itinerary. This badge of shame will show it till you die. It warns you're a dangerous man.
Stole a loaf of bread. My sister's child was close to death. We were starving.
You'll starve again unless you learn the meaning of the law.
Know the meaning of those 19 years. The slave of the law.
5 years for what you did. The rest because you tried to run. Yes, 24601.
My name is Jean Valjean.
And I'm Javert. Do not forget my name. Do not forget me. 24601.
Look down, you'll always be a slave. Look down, you're standing in your grave.
Please join me for our prayer of confession. You can follow along. It's printed in your bulletin. And as we come to the parts in bold type, let us say those words together. In preparation, present yourselves before God. Come in your brokenness, acknowledging where you have fallen short of God's expectations and your own. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. My brokenness that hinders me, I lay before you. Come in your pain, acknowledging your hurt and how you have hurt others. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. All the pain I have in my life, that which I have caused and that which I feel, I lay before you. Come in your weakness, acknowledging your lack of strength and confidence to do what is right. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. The weakness that holds me captive, I lay before you. Come in your fear, acknowledging your failure to speak up for justice. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. My fear that binds me, I lay before you. Come in your hesitancy, acknowledging your resistance to God's call. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. My hesitancy in doing your will, I lay before you. Come in your sinfulness, acknowledging what you have done and left undone. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. The sin which eats at my heart and leaves me lifeless, I lay before you. All that we are, all that we have done, all that we confess, we lay before you, God. Relieve us from this burden. Now let us together pray the prayer Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I now invite you to stand for the hymn, What Wondrous Love Is This?, number 292 in your hymnal. I'd like to this time invite the ushers forward as we think about our offering. And Ash Wednesday is a service that always reminds me about how finite my life is. And I know that as a Christian, I want to do as much good as often as I can. And sometimes it just feels like there's not enough time to meet all the needs. But I know that in whatever small amount of time, resources that I can give, God puts it to great purpose. And so I trust in that. To prepare our hearts and minds for this time of offering, let us together pray to our Lord. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this moment, this opportunity to gather, to participate in your kingdom, to come here to feel your presence among us, to feel your love and your grace poured out upon us, all who are gathered here and online. God, tonight we ask that you help us to see the need that is all around us and help us to step up and meet that need, whether it's through our time, our talent, or our financial resources. God, help us to be bold tonight to share our love with others. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen. Our scripture reading this evening is from 2 Corinthians starting in chapter 5, verse 20, we're going to go to chapter 6, verse 10. So we are ambassadors who represent Christ. God is negotiating with you through us. We beg you as Christ's representatives, be reconciled to God. God caused the one who didn't know sin to be sin for our sake, so that through him we could become the righteousness of God. Since we work together with him, we are also begging you not to receive the grace of God in vain. He says, I listened to you at the right time, and I helped you on the day of salvation. Look, now is the right time. Look, now is the day of salvation. We don't give anyone any reason to be offended about anything so that our ministry won't be criticized. Instead, we commend ourselves as ministers of God in every way. We did this with our great endurance through problems, disasters, and stressful situations. We went through beatings, imprisonments, and riots. We experienced hard work, sleepless nights, and hunger. We displayed purity, knowledge, patience, and generosity. We served with the Holy Spirit, genuine love, telling the truth in God's power. We carried the weapons of righteousness in our right hand and our left hand. We were treated with honor and dishonor, and with verbal abuse and good evaluation. We were seen as both fake and real, as unknown and well-known, as dying, and look, we are alive. We were seen as punished but not killed, as going through pain but always happy, as poor but making many rich, and as having nothing but owning everything. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Welcome once again to Asbury. If you're just now joining us online, you may scan this QR code to sign in and give and find out about upcoming events. Now let's begin with a word of prayer. God, we do thank you for giving us your Holy Spirit tonight. We thank you for filling this place with your holy presence. And we pray now that you will fill our hearts so that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts may be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You who are our strength and our friend, our rock and our redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. So after being released from prison, Jean Valjean takes his parole papers and begins his new life. And he is filled with hope and expectation for this new beginning. But watch what happened when he tried to find work.
Freedom at last, how strange it is. Never forget the years, the waste. Nor forgive them for what they've done. They are the guilty, everyone. The day begins, and now let's see what this new world will do for me.
Work.
Papers. No work here.
Valjean, as a dangerous man, you will be on parole forever. Failure to report means immediate arrest. Be in Pontarlier in 30 days. Follow him.
Let me see your papers. Let me see your papers.
I'll sleep in the stable. Please, I'm hungry. Get out.
We try to make a new beginning, the harder the world tries to keep us in our place. We get a tiny taste of freedom, but then people put us back in chains. And we see it time and time again. The employee who improves things at work only to see them go right back to the way they were before. Or the spouse who tries so hard to make their marriage work, but then gets sucked right back into dysfunction. The addict who gets clean in rehab, only to fall back into the same patterns of behavior once they return home. We look up and we catch a slight glimpse of heaven, only to be kicked in our teeth and knocked right back down into the mud. It's tempting to be bitter. It's tempting to give into our baser instincts. And we have that tension in our hearts. The humorist Carl Sandburg once wrote, "There's an eagle in me that wants to soar, and there's a hippopotamus in me that wants to wallow in the mud." Amen? I mean, you ever just want to wallow in your sin? Every time I say the word wallow, Michelle says, "Honey, you're in Arkansas. That word is waller." She's right. Do you ever cling to your grudges? Do you ever cling to the hurt and the anger? You ever hold on to your anger and bitterness and rage? Do you ever get stuck in your own mess? Well, there is a better way. In tonight's scripture reading, Paul begs us to get right with God and one another. In the end, the only thing that lasts, Paul says, is God's grace. It is grace alone that breaks our chains and sets us free to serve. I say it at every grave, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And for at least 1,400 years, Christians have gathered 40 days before Easter to remember that in life and in death, nothing lasts but God's grace. And so we come tonight to confess that our hearts have been set on the wrong things. So tonight begins 40 days of beginning to look up. Tonight begins 40 days of spending extra time in prayer, confessing our sin to God in silence. Let us pray. And whom we have hurt. It's a time for us to take up and a time to put down. And so I invite you on behalf of Christ's church to observe a holy Lent. Examine yourselves and repent, pray, fast, deny yourself, read and meditate on God's holy word. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the early Christians observed with great devotion the days of our Lord's passion and resurrection. And it became the custom of the church that before the Easter celebration, there should be a 40-day season of spiritual preparation. During this season, converts to the faith, the confirmands of old, were prepared for holy baptism. It was also a time when persons who had committed serious sins and had separated themselves from the community of faith were reconciled through penitence and forgiveness and restored into participation in the life of the church. In this way, the whole congregation was reminded of the mercy and forgiveness proclaimed in the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the need that all of us have to renew our faith. So I invite you, in the name of the church, to observe a holy Lent by self-examination and repentance, by prayer and fasting and self-denial, by reading and meditating on God's holy word, to make a right beginning of repentance, and as a mark of our mortal nature, let us bow our heads before our Creator and Redeemer.
Almighty God, you have created us out of the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be to us a sign of our mortality and penitence, that we may remember that only by your gracious gift are we given everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. 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 Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We'll start with
these are the palm, these ashes are from the palm branches that the children waved last year at Palm Sunday. This is a good I will share a couple of stories about an old friend from long ago, a friend in Fordyce, over the next couple of weeks in some sermons. And she was just like the sweetest person you ever knew. Just very kind, and everybody loved her. And she used to come to me after, during this next moment on Ash Wednesday, and say, "Do you forgive me?" And I would say, "Vita, you don't need to be forgiven." And she would say, "Well, do you think somebody's mad at me in this building?" I said, "Vita, everybody loves you. Nobody is upset with you at all. You don't even need to say you're sorry." But she thought that this was the most important part of the Ash Wednesday service. Not the imposition of the ashes, but the passing of the peace of Christ. This is an opportunity. Sometimes we just, you know, kind of go through the motions and we shake hands and say, "It's nice to see you." But I want to encourage you that if there is somebody in this room that you have hurt or that you have been hurt by, this is our opportunity to go to them and to make amends. That's what the peace of Christ is really all about. If you're worshiping with us online, there may be somebody that you need to call tonight before you go to bed, or you may need to write them a note, or you may need to see them tomorrow in person and make amends. But let's stand now and let's share the peace of Jesus Christ with one another. There's a lot of peace being passed. There's just a lot of peace, man. We are a bunch of hippies tonight. That's for sure. As we go back to our seats, you can remain standing. Our closing hymn is, and if this doesn't work, it's my fault. It's not Diana's fault. Amen? Everybody say, "It's your fault, preacher," right? So, but what we're going to do is we're going to, if you'll open your hymnal to 378, we're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 6 of Amazing Grace. And in between the verses, we'll add the chorus from Amazing Grace, "My Chains Are Gone." Those words, if you need them, are in your bulletin. But we'll be singing verses 1, 3, and 6 on page 378. And then in between those verses, or after each verse, we will sing the refrain to "My Chains Are Gone." Let us sing together.
Thank you.
We'll continue the story of Jean Valjean on Sunday morning in both services. We want to encourage you to come for one or both of those. I'll be there for both, and so we want to encourage you to come back for that. Stone Soup is also this coming Sunday. That will be from 1:30 to 4 o'clock. Is that right, Brother Nick? And we'll meet over at Quapaw Quarter at 1:30 p.m. For that. Lots of great stuff coming up in the next few weeks during Lent, and especially in March as we continue this series. We'll be announcing our Uniting to Serve event on Sunday morning, and I want you to be prepared for that. Would you please receive this blessing? Purify, or actually, we are supposed to read this together, and it's printed in your bulletin. So I was like, that's not what I normally say. Let's join together in our blessing tonight. Purify and cleanse our hearts by your grace, O Lord, so we may know the power of redemption. Bless us with the mark of holy ashes, so that all may know the love of Christ. Amen. So glad that you joined us today. If this service has blessed you, I encourage you to share it with someone else. You can do that by sharing it on your Facebook page, or you can text or email the link. If this was your first time to worship with us, there are a couple of ways that you may follow up. Be sure to check out our website at the link below. Click on the visitor information button near the top of the home page. There you can fill out an online connect card to help us to get to know you a little bit better. You may also sign up for our email list and find out how to join Asbury there. You may also connect with us by following us on Facebook and by subscribing to our YouTube page. Whoever you are and wherever you are always welcome at Asbury. If you live in Central Arkansas, we'd love to meet you in person. You can find us at 1700 Napa Valley Drive in West Little Rock. If you have any questions or want to visit about joining our church family, email me at the link below. I look forward to seeing you at Asbury.